Among the many jazz giants is one who allegedly said he created the genre jazz. He started playing piano when he was just 10, and though he enjoyed a healthy career as a musician during his relatively short life, he didn't shy away from other investments, including time as a gambler, pool player, and a vaudeville comedian. His name? Jelly Roll Morton. Ferdinand Joseph Lamont, born in the fall of 1890 and known professionally as Jelly Roll Morton, was an American ragtime and early jazz pianist, bandleader, and composer who started his career in New Orleans. Morton was equally known for his heightened sense of self, self-promotion, and the broadly distributed 1902 declaration that he alone invented jazz outright, a far-fetched claim that was greeted with sweeping rebuttal by musicians and critics alike. In 1904, Morton began touring the American Southern states, working with minstrel shows, composing while satisfying his appetite for the art of gambling. In 1910, he made his way to the Windy City and New York City the following year. Morton was certainly not without a good dose of noted talent, as showcased on works including Jelly Roll Blues, New Orleans Blues, King Porter Stomp, and the 1926 work Black Bottom Stomp. Around 1935, Morton moved to Washington, D.C. to become the manager and piano player of a bar called, at various times, the Music Box, Blue Moon Inn, and the Jungle Inn in the African-American neighborhood of Shaw. Morton was also the master of ceremonies, bouncer, and bartender of the club, whose owner allowed all her friends free admission and beverages, which prevented Morton from gleaning any financial success. The folklorist Alan Lomax heard Morton playing in the bar in 1938 and invited him to record music and interviews for the Library of Congress for use by music researchers. These valued recordings, complete with musical and historical importance, have attracted numerous jazz fans that have helped to secure Morton's celebrated place in jazz history. The late jazz historian, musician, and composer Gunther Schuller held that Morton's considerable accomplishments give weight to Morton's claim of having invented jazz. Naturally, there are those who continue to take well-reasoned exception to such a sweeping assertion. Generally, all agree, scholars and musicians alike, that Jelly Roll Morton, who passed away in August of 1941, will be remembered as one of the very first giants of jazz. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.